This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to the Leadership Forum.
We call this the Leadership Forum,
where we discuss leaders and followers.
It's not a political trick.
This episode is a repeat of the live session that happens on Monday's Mid Morning Show with Omboi Mboro.
Every once in a while, we have to talk about some issues that affect all of us.
Featuring the Bishop of Christ is the Answer Ministries, Bishop David Oginde.
There are things that one can be able to do in order for them to be able to get to where they want to go.
The Leadership Forum.
Leadership Forum, only on Hope FM.
Listen and live.
Back to Leadership Forum. Matters to do with leaders and followers. And Bishop of Christ is the Answer Ministries with us. Over to you.
We were talking about aligning people with vision. And you didn't seem to be very happy with the Jesus' example.
No, I was okay. When you explained it, I rested.
You rested.
Yes.
Good. Managers are supposed to emphasize ways of doing things, structures and system. I think we have talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
That is their responsibility. That is their focus.
Yes.
Tactical moves that would get us to achieve what we want to achieve. The leader, on the other hand, leaders emphasize on philosophy, on core values, shared goals. So there are, let me put it in a very crude way.
Mm-hmm.
Managers are practical.
Yes.
Pragmatic, I think that's the word.
Okay.
Leaders are philosophical and theoretical.
Mm-hmm. And theoretical.
Yes. So you'll find that leaders come with these pie in the sky ideas, you know, things that look like they cannot happen. Managers are more pragmatic, you know, 1 + 1 = 2. Yes, that is. So leaders will question, why does 1 + 1 = 2?
Uh-huh.
Can it be different? Have we explored? So you don't just accept that 1 + 1 = 2. You want to go behind it and find out, you know,
and ensure that indeed 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah, if you come to the conclusion that indeed it is 2, you are happy.
You go.
But you don't accept things on face value. This is how we have always done things. That is a manager's language. A leader's language is, have other ways been tried? Is there another way of doing
it? So the leader is the one who took 1 + 1 to the lab to test whether it will be equal to 2.
Yes.
Oh.
You have,
it's not the manager.
The manager is happy that
is
1
strictly
plus
1. It has always been.
It has always been.
Ah.
And whenever we put 1 and 1, it always gives us 2.
Okay.
So that, why bother with it? Why spend energy?
Okay. But the leader.
The leader questions. Philosophizes.
Ah.
So you will go to great lengths and do tests and experiments and so on, and still come back and find that actually 1 + 1 = 2. But that process was not wasted.
Mm.
That process reassured us,
yes,
that we are on the right track. Yeah. Because you could be here thinking 1 + 1 = 2, but new ideas have discovered that it's actually 2.5 or 2.1.
like the other day when they said that this gadget that is the kilo has changed ever so slightly.
Yes.
Because of air. And I don't know what in the environment. Ever so slightly.
And that's it. In practical, that is the standard that is kept. I can't remember now. We were taught where it was kept. I can't remember how it is kept.
They showed us the other day. I forget also where.
Yeah.
Yes.
But now the ordinary one we use.
Zile there too.
Yeah. It increases and decreases daily. That's where there used to be a group. I don't know whether they are still there. The weights, the inspectors of weights and measures.
They are needed.
I know when my father kept shop and I was a shopkeeper, they used to come annually.
Oh, to just check on your kilo?
Yes, they would come with their own kilo.
Is anyone doing that?
And measure your kilo to make sure that it is
to
actually...
To the standard of the standard, kilo?
Yes. Then they would also measure the weight. It's the not the weight. The weight is the kilo. But the... What do you call the scale?
The one now
that the one that is weighing, you know, where you
the
put
one where
the,
you put the rice. Let's use
the weight on one side,
yes,
and then put meat or rice or whatever sugar on the other side.
Uh-huh.
So they want to make sure that is balanced,
wow,
properly, so that the weight is not leaning on one side. And you can guess where the shopkeeper would want it to lean.
I know the shopkeeper.
Yes. The shopkeeper would want it to lean on the side where you're
less.
Going to put the rice.
Yes.
So they would come annually to inspect.
The weight.
The weights.
Amazing.
Yeah, they used to do that. I don't know whether they still do it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So those things change. So a leader, therefore, wants to make sure that what we are doing is still in line with what we intend to do, and the efforts that we are putting in are giving us the results that we should get.
We set out to get. All right.
I can give examples, for example, of again from just a practical life in my leadership. As a pastor, we can put programs in place to minister to our congregations.
Mm.
And what happens is that human beings by nature will love routine, predictability. As I say, that's why we sit in the same seat in church for 20 years. Because you don't want to venture into another corner. The first day you came to church, you found this seat and you sat there and you go back there.
I liked it.
That is our human nature. Now, that happens also in running our systems.
Mm-hmm.
So you may find that we end up therefore with a liturgy where the program begins here and ends here. We end up with programs that we do on an annual basis. Regularly, every year we do DVBS, you know, in August, you know, all that kind of thing. I'm just giving practical example from mm-hmm. our own system in SITAM. Now, a leader must be able to question those programs. Are they giving us value? This program may have been very good in days past and delivered very well. But is it still delivering today? You must question that.
Mm.
Otherwise, you can continue doing something for the sake of doing, but it is not taking you anywhere.
Yes.
We must review how we run our services. We must review how we do whatever, women ministry and so on. Because people change, times change, things change. And you could be left behind with a liturgy, like happened in Europe and other places, that is no longer relevant and making sense to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So innovation is key to leadership. Question what you are doing. Question uh-huh. the way you are doing things.
Uh-huh.
And see if that's the 1+1 I was talking about. If you end up evaluating, interrogating, and you find that this is still the best way to do it, then continue. But at least you are continuing consciously.
Yes.
Knowing that this is still the best way to do it, the best thing to do, but not because we have always done it this way.
All right.
1+1 has always been 2. No. may have moved ever so slightly.
Ever so slightly.
And you need to check that. So a good leader must always question. You must question your systems. You must question your structures. You must question your processes, your programs every so often to just ensure. And be bold enough, like we gave the example of Jesus, to kill or put to rest, like I hear you say in media.
Yes.
Yeah, you rest a program because this program has served its time. It is no longer relevant or it's no longer generating interest. Then you rest it and do something else that is fresh, that is new, that is relevant, that creates excitement. The only thing that does not change when we are talking about church, it is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That does not change.
How it is delivered, how it is packaged, keep changing.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Okay.
So that is, that's why the leader goes into the philosophical, theoretical side of thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is about the core values. Making sure that our values systems are in line with what we are doing. Or let me put it the other way around. What we are doing is in line with our value systems.
Who is making sure?
The leader.
The leader.
Mm-hmm. The leader is making sure.
Mm.
Otherwise, again, you could have moved out of your systems. The other thing is the comparing short-term, long-term. I think I've already talked about this, that the leader has a long-term view. The manager has the short-term view.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we mentioned that.
Yes.
We mentioned that.
Yes.
That is critical. Again, and here again, we are not putting versus. It's just that somebody has to look at the details. And details have the sense of keeping you on the short term.
And that's what the manager
that's
is
doing.
That's
what the manager does. The manager is looking at the details.
And the leader is looking at the longer term.
And a broad perspective. Yeah, so he looks, takes a bird's eye view of things in the long term.
Okay.
So that is important.
All right.
That a leader motivates, inspires people towards change. I think I've already said that. While the manager motivates people towards compliance with the standards. That is their distinct role.
Mm-hmm.
A manager wants to make sure that people are compliant with our laid down procedures, processes, guidelines, policies. Compliance is critical.
That's what Matiang'i seems to have done well.
Compliance.
Getting us to comply.
Yes. That's good. You need Matiang'i's.
Yes, the manager.
The manager.
So he's using his managerial side.
Yes, and it's important.
Mm.
So that's why I say you do not contrast this as if I would rather be a leader or I would rather be a manager. No. It is that you need both.
Yeah.
So every leader should ensure compliance. And every manager.
And if they can't, then they should get someone to ensure that for them.
The person is doing on their behalf. You can either do it directly or indirectly. Through delegated authority.
Mm.
Yes. So yeah. So you get somebody to who is good and skilled in management to help us in that area.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But like we said, the leader at the same time inspires people to change.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And changing means sometimes breaking compliance.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's almost like a contradiction, but not quite. So the while the manager is making sure we are compliant, the leader is looking at what are we compliant to.
Okay.
So that we can adjust, change that compliance, what we are compliant to. That is where now development of policies, new procedures, new guidelines comes in. That is a leadership role.
Governance.
Yes.
All right.
And finally, we have what we would want to say there is the manager uses position-to-position influence, while the leader uses person-to-person influence.
Please explain.
The manager uses position-to-position influence in the sense that the managers relate positionally, so that is a hierarchy in how things happen. So the person who at a higher level is able to exert authority over the person who is at a lower level. There is also a horizontal relationship where managers at the same level are able to influence each other as line managers, people who are equal. So positions are critical on how things happen, because if something is not within your docket, you cannot do it. You know, who gave you authority to do that? That is very important in management, because management is about making sure things are in order and working in order. So that order requires that hierarchy, that authority, that power, that is relationship. So positions are critical. Hierarchies are important.
Areas of jurisdiction.
Areas of jurisdiction. Very important in management. Otherwise, you'll have chaos. Yeah. So you find places like the army, for example.
Yes.
It's that is now pure management.
It's really pure.
It's pure management. There is no deviating. Authority lines have to be observed. Hierarchies are critical. You don't cross the border under any circumstance.
And so it should be.
So it should be.
Because of the nature.
Yeah, and that's why it's called a disciplined force.
Ah.
Yeah, because that discipline is important.
Yes.
Because you are dealing with very critical issues. So in management, that discipline, that relationship and hierarchy is very critical for things to happen and run smoothly.
Yes.
So you do not go doing things that are outside of your jurisdiction. You pass it on to the next person. You know, a lower person cannot do the work of the higher person.
Yes.
A higher person can do the work of the lower person because it is delegated authority. Now, in leadership, it's person to person. It's not the hierarchies. We relate with people as people, and when we come in our next, when we're looking at transformational leadership, we'll see how this plays out. So I may give a person a responsibility that is outside of their hierarchy in the system, because I believe this is the person who can do that job well. You know?
Yes. Yes.
So it by
as a leader,
you can do that.
You can bypass. You are going to use bypass.
Circumvent, yes.
All right.
Yes, because your focus is in doing the right thing. So doing the right thing does not always follow hierarchy.
Okay.
It can go in any direction. And a leader therefore relates with person to person rather than position to position.
All right.
So somebody may say, how come so and so was, let's take a pure kind of situation. There are situations where people are biased or what can I say? The word has disappeared. Why was so and so promoted to this position when they have just joined the organization? Now, in a management, pure management, you go by those hierarchies. You can only move to the next level if you have done this and the other. Now, in leadership, you are looking for the best person for the job. So I can pick you. You came this morning and I put you there. You know? So, because you are looking at the best, most effective way of doing things.
Yes.
So you deal with people as individuals rather than
as position.
Their positions.
Yes.
Yes.
And the more you explain, the more I feel better the leader, better leader.
It's really called the leadership. It's called Leadership Forum. Maybe that's why.
Maybe we should discuss that question.
Yeah.
We must wind it up. Sadly, I love the Leadership Forum. So it's always sad to say goodbye. But so we meet again. That's every alternate Mondays for the Leadership Forum. God willing, I see you then. Have a blessed week ahead.
Join us next week, same time, for another episode of the Leadership Forum.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.